This is a recording of Dr. Tom Roszell Live for Sunday, January 14th, 2018. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about, as long as it's about your health. Perhaps you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to make it go away. Well, didn't work, did it? Well, here's an opportunity. Let's try to fix it. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's kind of, you know, work things out for you. There's so many of you that, you know, I meet people constantly when I'm doing a lecture someplace, or, you know, I'm in the office and with regular patients, and they say, you know, I don't know why I waited so long. And they come up with whatever symptom or process or disease or dysfunction that they have. And, you know, I just look at them, and after they ask me, can you do something about this? Can you fix it? And I always say, well, you know, there's always a way. And the truth of it is, there is always a way to make things a whole lot better than what they are right now. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about things that go bump in the night and kind of hurt you, and you end up living with things and you put up with them. And it's not okay to live your life that way. In studio, an old friend, a doctor that's been with us a very long time. And back in studio for the first time now for quite a while, Dr. Leonard Poe. Dr. Poe, hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Glad that you're here.
Happy to be here.
It's going
to
be fun. It's cold.
You have me back.
It's cold outside, but, you know, when it's cold outside, you bring in, you know, the big guns and make it a little warmer in the studio. This Thursday evening, I'm going to be out in the Broadlands at your practice. And we're going to be doing a continuation program that I've done around the Beltway several times. And it's basically the three keys and the three keys to anything. And what we're going to be talking about at your office at Core Concepts Chiropractic out in the Broadlands is pain patterns and things that come about because of injury, sometimes because we don't even know why they're there. You know, we talk about the manifestation of Lyme in some patients, right?
And a lot of that in this area.
And they hurt. Their joints hurt. Their muscles hurt. They can't function. They're tired. And we see all this all the time. So we're going to start covering a little bit of that on the program today, but we're going to deal with that intensely. And there's a special offer for those of you who do make it out to the program on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in the Broadlands. We'll give you how to register for that and how to make that happen. But let's get into that a little bit. Let's talk about the chronic pain patterns, either through injury or biochemical insults, and how they affect the body and so forth. You know, let's tiptoe into that. Lyme is growing exponentially, and people think that when you get bit by the tick, that's how you get Lyme. Not necessarily so. There are many different pathways, right?
Right. And we know ticks aren't really the only vectors anymore. That's the other big thing. There's a lot of reported cases of person-to-person contact. There's so much we still don't know about Lyme to begin with. That's really the problem, because it makes diagnosis so difficult, it makes treatment so difficult, and there's really no standard of care out there. That's the hard thing.
We see patients that come into your practice, our practice, and they've failed at treatment, and they've been put on, you know, the drug of choice, which is doxycycline. And the problem with doxy is that, yeah, if you get it within like the first 3, 4, 5 days,
yeah, it's got to be immediate.
Maybe you got a shot. But after that, when that biofilm, that little cocoon that forms around that Borrelia bug, that spirochete, now it ain't going anywhere.
No.
And then when the immune system starts breaking down, you got a problem.
And that's the hard thing. The treatment has to evolve, because that bug evolves and it changes. And you get all the other co-infections that come along with it and the parasitic things. Treatment has to change as you go along, or else you'll never really get rid of it. You'll never really get to a place where you're out of pain. You've got your quality of life back.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, long as we're on the subject, let's talk a little bit about the triggering mechanisms that are associated with pain that comes in as a result of a Lyme patient or a Lyme patient who has pain. What do you normally see? What happens when, you know, you're sitting there and somebody's got, I got a headache, I got joint pain, I don't feel good, I can't bend over anymore, they're limited function. How do you distinguish between they just did something stupid and, you know, this is manifesting itself?
That's the hard piece. You run through all the normal stuff that you do. You check for the big ticket items, the common things. You know, when you start to rule those things out and you see what you're left with, and then you know that, well, that's always kind of a big white elephant in the room that's always has the possibility of being there. You gotta get to it at some point. But when you start really ruling out all these other things, and it's just an investigative process. You just have to go through, you have to do the lab work, you have to do the history, you have to look at all those different things. When you really start ruling all those pieces out, you get left with a couple things, and one of the things you have to really start to look at is Lyme disease. And then it's a matter of testing, which, you're lucky if you ever actually get a positive. You have to really look at a lot of different factors. You have to look at a profile for the disease itself to be able to start to nail down, hey, is this what's going on?
Well, I want to get into that a little bit, but, just to mention to start with that the typical diagnostic procedure for Lyme is the Western blot. And it only shows a limited number of categories, if you will.
Right.
And you have to get far more extensive, and there's only a few labs around that would actually do that. So you go into your traditional doc, and you complain of all these things, and he may not or she may not be able to diagnose it.
Yeah, you really have to go to somebody that's Lyme literate, that knows some of the more advanced testing that's out there. That you test it as many different ways as you can to try to see what kind of answers you can get. But then at the end of the day, you have to look at the signs and symptoms. You'll have to look at what are the things that you've ruled out that aren't there. And at some point in time, you have to start treating things. You can't get lost in a search for a diagnosis forever. At some point in time, you have to start doing things. And if you see that, hey, this is an immune system problem. The immune system's taking a big hit. And there's different ways to look at that from a lab perspective, a very objective perspective. Start treating it in a certain manner and see what gets better. And a lot of times, once you start treating and you start to wear away at those biofilms and start to break those things down, and you do a lot of things with the lymphatic system and flushing and moving it, then you go back and you retest again, and that's sometimes where you start to see those positives start to come out. You can actually start to detect it at that point.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you reach us right now, right here in the studio at WMAL. And this Thursday evening at 7 p.m., I'm going to be at the Broadlands in just, the western suburbs of Northern Virginia. We're out there by the Ashburn, Leesburg area. And Dr. Poe and I were going to be co-hosting a program on chronic pain pattern, inflammatory pathways, how these things affect the brain. This is a topic. Lyme is one of those pieces because it does infect the brain. It does infect the neurology of the body, and it's a very difficult condition to treat. When you see a patient come in, traditionally if somebody says, my neck is sore, my shoulders are sore, I have headaches all the time, there are structural and neurological findings that are remarkable. They're evidential. And you can bring them out through different standards of orthopedic and neurological testing. How does this differ between a straight up neurological presentation from a car accident, or somebody who's out playing tennis and they strain their neck and shoulders, a golfer that is twisting, and these are all maladaptive activities. So how does a Lyme pattern, this chronic ugly pain, or the beginning stages of pain, differ from something that's activity related?
If it's activity related, that a lot of that is your basic orthopedic testing. You can go through and that and the history. Hey, I golf every day and I've got low back pain. Well, probably that's from golfing. So combining the history and just checking some of those real basic things that you were mentioning, orthopedic tests, muscle testing, simple things like that will tell you, is this a simple either, one-time injury thing, or is this a chronic, micro-trauma type thing you're doing over and over again, like commuting, playing a certain sport, things like that. when it's Lyme, usually it's not, I'm coming in with one complaint like low back pain or neck pain or headaches. You know, usually I've got 7 or 8 different things that don't seem connected, but you start kind of drawing the lines between them and, hey, you know, these things really are kind of connected.
So you got a nebulous presentation.
Yeah.
That's an initial blush, if you will.
Now, people think
blush.
I've got like 20 different things wrong with me. Well, you don't. You have one really bad thing wrong with you, but it's presenting in multiple different ways.
You know, it's funny. Patients will come in and they say that, you know, I had Lyme because we take a pretty in-depth history and I was treated for it. I was on doxycycline and I was, you know, never really had any problems. But then all of a sudden, now they got pain and they can't remember what they did that may have triggered the pain pattern.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
These are the type of things that you see when it's, you know, this kind of broad-based random thing.
If you tell me I just fell off the roof, well, I got a pretty good idea why you're hurting. But, you know, when I don't know why this happened to me and I've got all this diffuse pain, you know, and it's systemic a lot of times. There's, you know, it's all over the place. Yeah, then you start thinking about things like that.
So how would you distinguish the between a Lyme pattern and a patient whose doc, they went in to see the doctor, and this doc says you got fibromyalgia?
Well, first let's have a discussion about what fibromyalgia is, which is really not a real
condition.
Yeah, it's a conglomeration of symptoms that we can't explain. So, but to be able to give you medication, we have to have a diagnosis. So we make up fake diagnoses like these to be able to prescribe something. You have to go back and you have to look at, okay, really break down what are all the individual signs and symptoms that you do have, okay? And we still need to find a cause for it, and that's the biggest thing. Fibromyalgia, you're no longer looking for any reason for it. You're just...
No, it's a group of presentations.
Pain, yeah, it's just pain management now for you.
Yeah, and from a traditional sense.
Right.
There's actually ways we get into it, but Lyme can trigger the same type of presentation.
Sure, absolutely. Lyme, and that's the problem with Lyme, is Lyme can trigger all sorts of presentations. Not, I mean, fibromyalgia, all sorts of neurodegenerative patterns, I mean, all sorts of things. And so if you get pinged with something like fibromyalgia, you still have to come back and ask why. You know, what is the causation of all that?
You know,
Where does it come from?
It breaks my heart. I see patients that come into the office, they have ports in, right? And a port, for those who don't understand, that is a... it's a hole in your body that they continue to put medications in. And, you know, so it's like a valve that they can shut off and on. They hook you up. They get an IV drip. Some patients actually walk in with their bag of antibiotics that, you know, they're slowly being infused with. And the problem is they've been on it for a long time. There's people who are in chronic pain. They lose their capacity. They lose their life. Sometimes, you know, you see both ends of the scale. Sometimes they're thin and they're frail, and sometimes they're heavy and immobile. And the problem is that there's no identification. They think that there's a bacterial count. Now, you know, on laboratory testing, and there's really this infection doesn't show up. You know, you do a traditional complete blood count, which is kind of an easy way of saying there's something, we don't know what the something is.
Right.
But with a Lyme pattern, it doesn't necessarily show the something, with the exception that you can get a depressed white blood count because something has been chronic for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You know, so you see that patient, and, you know, I want to get into that this Thursday evening, and, you know, you'll be there. We'll be kind of doing this together. What people have to understand is this type of pain and the other pain patterns we're going to talk about, just not this, really stems from the body's immunological system, from the nervous system not working the way that's supposed to, and so forth. But
It's a lost ability to cope.
It is.
It can't keep up anymore.
The body can't do it anymore. You're going to be able to register for the class out in the Broadlands in Ashburn by doing one of a couple things. You can go to 703-723-4178. That's 703-723-4178. Or you can simply go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. And register. Those sites will be up this afternoon after the program, and we'll tell you how to do that as we get a little further. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Yes, we're in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk about your problems and anything that's going on in your life that we can make a difference in. Just ask the question. I'm more than happy to do that. This Thursday evening around 7 o'clock-ish, we're going to be doing a presentation in the Broadlands. Those of you out in the Broadlands and Ashburn, Leesburg area and have wanted to get to one of our presentations, this is your opportunity. We're going to be at Core Concepts Chiropractic, and it's in the Broadlands. We're going to give you an opportunity to register for that. There's going to be a couple easy ways. One, you can call directly at 703-723-4178. That's 703-723-4178. And register for that class. This is a freebie. This is me getting to know you and being out there with Dr. Leonard Poe, who's my host today, or my host and guest today in studio. And we're going to be talking about, you know, the three keys to all kinds of problems. But we're going to be talking particularly about brain inflammation, trauma, injury, and pain that doesn't go away. We're going to be talking a little bit about Lyme and why it's so undetectable, but more importantly, what you can do about it. And it is treatable. You can turn this thing around. Fibromyalgia type of patients. You know, you're hurting all over. You have been for a long time. Pain just doesn't, you know, it's opportunistic and it just nabs you. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about neuropathic pain. You know, if you're a diabetic and your feet are killing you and, you know, you've been listening to all these laser commercials and so forth, come and find out if this is true, if it's something that really worked without having to go in for a consultation and spending the money. This is an opportunity to make that happen. All you have to do is call 703-723-4178 or later on this afternoon, it should be up probably by 3 or 4 o'clock, you can register online simply by going to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com, 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 and register. And we'll see you there on Thursday evening. And Dr. Leonard Poe, who's in the studio with me, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things. Let's get into the inflammatory pathways that we talked about fibro. And the thing with fibro, as we know, is that there's very little identifying characteristics that show up under traditional laboratory testing.
Correct. And, you know, just to go back, so I don't come off as being callous, when I say it's not a real diagnosis, it's not to say that your pain is not real. And that effects it has on your everyday life are not real. I mean, those things are very real for those patients. It's just a disservice because you're not getting at the why. And if you don't figure out the why, you can never really get to treatment for it. And part of the problem is, yeah, it doesn't show. There's not a lot of things that will show up lab-wise. You know, you got to really dig. You got to dig around the edges. You really got to get into some of the more advanced lab testing. I mean, really do a good investigation on these people to find out, you know, what are the driving factors here.
So many times we see in a fibro case, a fibromyalgia case, that the triggering mechanism is trauma.
Yeah.
And it goes systemically from, it almost like from the head neck down. What are those triggers? What happens? You know, are they significant where the patient said, yeah, that happened and this took place?
Sometimes, but not, you know, a lot of times, no. You know, there's a lot of hidden triggers. You know, when we talk about trauma, like actual physical trauma, you've got those big ones like I got thrown off a horse or I, you know, fell down the stairs, things like that, a car accident. But then people have a lot of micro traumas over the years. You know, you talk, especially this area. I mean, sit in traffic for, you know, 2 hours a day, both ways. I mean, that's micro trauma. You go in your office and you sit there and you're just sitting for hours and hours and hours. That's micro trauma. I mean, we build up a lot of those things, but there's emotional traumas, a lot of biochemical trauma. We do, you know, a whole summer on
absolutely.
On biochemical trauma that we're exposed to. I mean, very chemical world, and we come across stuff every day that gets in our system, that builds up in our systems, that causes dysfunction in all these hormonal and neurotransmitter pathways, breaks up the immune system to a place where it doesn't function anymore, and the body loses ability to compensate.
You know, this lecture we're affectionately calling the three keys, but in this case, the three keys to the evaluation of pain and injury and disability and dysfunction and so forth. But the three keys are really injury patterns, you know, micro traumas and significant traumas. You can car accident, you know that happened. You fell down, or like me, you're always banging your head on a cabinet someplace and with no buffer on top, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know where your grandson gets that from.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, the next piece is biochemistry. You know, the things that you shouldn't be eating that you do and the things that you need more of that you don't get into your body so your body can repair with, and incoming, if you will, all the electromagnetic fields. And then third is stress, emotional. Mm-hmm. So those are the triggers. And so the idea of treating anything is try to find out what the triggers are.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can find those then you're good to go. You can begin to resolve something.
You start to dig around to figure out, okay, what's that primary trigger? Where has it been chemical? Has it been emotional? Have you been just emotionally abused one way or the other your whole life? Have you had significant emotional trauma? That will change your chemistry. I mean, emotions are neurochemistry at work. So you've got to figure out what's the primary trigger one. Not what's the end piece downstream that your complaint might be about, but what's further upstream that's been triggering all those things and gotten you to that place where you're starting to notice it.
And that's the piece that in traditional applications or traditional medicine we miss so problematically, because we don't look in that direction. We don't ask the question why. We don't answer the real piece that we have to look at and treat accordingly. This Thursday evening, 7 p.m., I'm going to be at Core Concepts Chiropractic in the Broadlands. We're talking about the three keys as it relates to pain, brain inflammation, and problems. Next half, we're going to talk to you a little bit about a very special gift for those of you who are going to be out there with us. But don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, of course. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find us right here, right now. And this Thursday around 7 p.m.-ish, we are going to be at Core Concepts Chiropractic out in the Broadlands in studio today to talk about what we're going to be doing out there. And the program is going to be on chronic pain patterns and how to measure them and how to treat them is Dr. Leonard Poe, who has a schizophrenic personality presence. What I'm talking about is he's splitting his time. He is the head clinician director out at Core Concepts Chiropractic, and also works at the Rozelle Center. And those of you who've known Dr. Poe for many years know that he's a fantastic practitioner, knows his information and applications extraordinarily well. It's always a pleasure to have him with us here in the program. It's been a while. Anyway, Dr. Poe, welcome again.
Hey.
You know, second half, we've got people coming back from church now.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're back, they're turning us on and they're listening. And, you know, so we catch up on those folks now. Seriously, though, we're talking about pain patterns. And, you know, the program that I do around the Beltway periodically, you know, generally on a quarterly basis is called Three Keys. And it's the three keys, the triggering mechanisms that generally cause anything. It doesn't make any difference what it is. We happen to be talking about pain patterns that just don't seem to go away. Anything from neuropathic pain, neuropathies to we talked a little bit about fibro. We talked a little bit about Lyme patterns. But there's so much more. And I want to get into brain dysfunction in the second half of the program. Those listeners that do come at, the center this week at Core Chiropractic Concepts in the Broadlands. And by the way, to register for that class later on in the day, don't do it immediately after the show, but about 4 o'clock, go to drtomrozelle.com and you can register right there. And remember, this space is limited. So, you know, we're first come, first serve. But those of you who do come, we're going to give you the ability. There is a test and it's called Brain Span. Many of you have done it in office, and it is an introduction to the clinic in Broadlands. We are going to be offering that test at an extremely reduced price of $79. $79, and it's usually a $149 test, so virtually almost half. So for those of you who attend, you'll be able to do that test there at the Broadlands Clinic and be able to do that at a very inexpensive fee. So join us. All you have to do is call 703-723-4178. That's 703-723-4178 and register for this class. It is a courtesy. It is a gift because I love talking to all of you and helping you out any way that I possibly can. But again, we have to have registrations because in that office, you're going to be sitting outside. It's awful cold out there. So you have to make sure that, you know, you give us give that jingle. So Core Concepts Chiropractic, we're out in the Broadlands. It's on Turl Parish Drive. Real easy to get to from Leesburg and Ashburn and so forth. So, you know, join us. Have some fun with us. And in the meantime, give us a call at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Dr. Poe, let's talk a little bit about the chronic pain patterns in how we can measure them. You know, this brain span test we've been doing in our office now for almost a year, and it measures omega fatty acids, inflammatory pathways, and toxic patterns within the body. But all of these things not only relate to mental capacity of cognition, and they are predictive. Mm-hmm. They're not diagnostic, but they're predictive of things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Correct.
And so forth. But they also can measure the extent and level of chronic pain.
Correct.
So let's talk about that a little bit. How does the brain perceive this, and why does the brain, you hurt something, why does the brain get on fire?
Well, how do I put this? To make it simple, everything that happens to your body on in the peripheral, you know, your arms, your legs, your torso, everything, all that goes through the brain, and the brain is the thing that tells you that you hurt. So you get increases in certain kinds of inflammatory messengers. You get changes in brain chemistry and real changes inside your brain, and that causes anatomical changes to the tissues themselves sometimes. So your brain actually gets inflamed because of the injury somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense.
Okay, I know.
I'm just hoping it makes sense to everybody else, seriously.
You know, it's complex, and the immune system, especially the immune system in the brain, is very complex how it works. And you've got all these different chemical messengers from the endocrine system, the immune system, your neurotransmitters that are all talking to each other, all doing different things, and they all communicate from your little toe all the way to your brain. And so you get significant changes in that chemistry in the brain, and over time, it does damage.
You know, the interesting situation with measuring brain inflammatory pathways is that it really does have a direct input to so many other pain inflammatory markers throughout the body. You know, patients who have diabetic neuropathies, and, you know, they can't, their feet feel like they're walking on glass. Hmm. You know, it's firing all the time. And, you know, we're hearing everything from, you know, take Lyrica to, you know, let's do this laser therapy, let's do this. But right. The thing with it is, if you can put the fire out, there's, you know, you can get your life back and get your ability to function at a much higher level. There's a guy by the name of Joseph Maroon, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, and he was talking about the essential fatty acids, EPAs, DHAs, mm-hmm. you know, and the omega-3s, that you can treat pain with this without the side effects of, you know, the drugs. And, you know, and there's test after test. You go into the journals of nutrition and dietetics, and you're going to see that it works really well with neuropathic pain. But obviously, you got to change your diet, you got to do some other things. Higher omega-3 levels reduce the incidence of neck and back pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Right.
So let's tie that piece in. You know, you get high levels of an omega-3, and I put people on tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that put the fire out? Why does that dampen the pain response pattern?
So you've got a balance between omega-3, 6, and 9s. And when you've got too many omega-6s, and a lot of that is, you know, coming from poor diet over years and just poor lifestyle, and, you know, things you didn't know you were doing to yourself. But when those omega-6s get too high, you get in this very pro-inflammatory state. And what does that mean? It means that you've got chemical messengers that are inflaming your body, either causing inflammation in the arteries, in, you know, the different vessels in the brain, but they're actually inflaming it. So you've got to change that ratio. You've got to bring the omega-3s up to bring the omega-6s down.
You know, interesting that, you know, people don't understand that, you know, if they've had surgery, if they've had blunt force trauma of any kind, if they've cut themselves, the way the body responds to those things are inflammatory cascades.
Sure, absolutely. And there are times and places in the body where you want that pro-inflammatory response to deal with an injury, but it's when it hangs around for days and weeks and years that it becomes destructive to all the other tissue around it at the same time.
It's unfortunate, but we're going to get into this in depth, and we're going to kind of dissect it through and show you why, you know, pain doesn't go away. And, you know, you touched upon the omega-6 patterns. The cascade, it gets into a vicious loop where these omega-6s can't be blunted. They can't be muted.
Right.
And now pain cycle begins to perpetuate itself.
And that's, you know, that's the chronic. That's the chronic inflammatory conditions. That's the chronic pain.
You know, I did a program on this about 3-4 weeks ago in Florida, the Florida Chiropractic Physicians Association, and I was talking about the inflammatory pathways of the brain and the triggering patterns and what happens. And there was other triggers that people didn't realize that ultimately would lead not only into pain, but then into neurodegenerative conditions and mold and fungus and heavy metals are one.
That's the scary thing is when you get into those neurological degenerative conditions, because those don't repair well. You don't want to start down that pattern. You know, a cut on your hand will repair over time. When you start getting brain injury, that doesn't repair.
Yeah, and if you don't take care of that straight up, you got a problem that is not only going to shorten your life, but is going to make you want your life shortened.
You talked about things like diabetes. I mean, that's going to lead to things like Alzheimer's, which is essentially diabetes in the brain.
That's exactly. Well, yeah. They're talking about a type 3 diabetes, and that's related. And I tell patients, you know, think about a little cup, a saucer, and that's filled with sugar and put in a saucepan and at a really low heat, you know, let it melt. And what happens, it turns into caramel. And that caramel is exactly what happens when the blood sugar levels get too high and your brain can't get rid of it. 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Chris, how can I help you?
Yes. Dr. Rosa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please give us again the reason why we should not take the anti-flu injections, especially for seniors.
Besides the fact that it doesn't work? The CDC just came out with, again, the third year in a row that they said that the flu vaccine that exists today, the one that they've produced for this season, has little or no effect on preventing the flu. So
yeah.
I can just start with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going out and wasting your money, and plus the fact that it's a live virus, or it's a half-life virus. It's called an attenuated virus. And if your immune system isn't strong to begin with and you get vaccinated with the flu shot, guess what you get? It's called the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And you have more of a problem. So there's ways of handling. This flu out there this year is nasty. It's an ugly bug.
Yes.
And you have to make sure that you protect yourself. But there's, you know, if you want to bring your immune system up, you have to make sure you're taking your vitamin D, a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, which is an herbal remedy that increases the body's immune response. A lot of homeopaths will tell you, you know, that there's homeopathics that are out there. One is called acicillium, and you can get that at a lot of the health food stores. They all have them. But
vitamin A.
Vitamin A.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Zinc. All these things will help viral patterns. Taking a probiotic and keeping your gut. Remember that your intestinal tract is 85% of your immune system.
That's correct.
And so if you're taking sugars, by the way, you know, you've got a sweet tooth. One teaspoon of sugar decreases the white blood cell activity, its ability to work, by 12% for 8 hours. So you basically put it into coma. You know, it's sitting there, it watches the bug go by and say, oh, isn't that nice, but it can't do anything for you. So that's what you have to be aware of. So the flu shot, last year, the year before, it doesn't work. In the years that they say it works, they say that it has a 40 to 60% ability to generate an antibody response. That's how the body fights things. But what they forget to tell you is that there's only about a 40% of the 40 to 60% effectiveness that they stimulate enough antibodies to protect you. Bottom line is you got a better chance of doing nothing. But if you do the things that we're talking about, and you look online, you can check everything that I just told you,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to see that you can protect yourself that way. But Chris, I hope that's helpful. Thank you for your call. I really, really appreciate it.
The efficacy is what, less than 10%?
Yeah, it's
low. It's really low.
It's sad. Yeah. So efficacy means that full protection. Full protection.
And it worked.
And the ones that they're telling to get the flu shot, older population, are the ones that have the worst immune systems. It's the same thing when they tell them to go get a shingle shot. You know, they're giving you the virus that gives you the shingles. And so they sell it online. And we're crazy people. We listen to this nonsense that, you know, if you've ever had the chicken pox, you've got the same virus in your body. And guess what happens? If your immune system is susceptible to that virus, your body can't protect it anymore. And you put the vaccine in your body, you're going to get the shingles anyway. So don't get me started. That's another program. But we can talk about that. 888-630-9625. My guest in studio. Your presenter with me this Thursday evening, 7 p.m., out in the Broadlands, Dr. Leonard Poe. We're going to be talking about the three keys to pain and inflammatory processes that affect all kinds of things in your body. Love to have you join us. All you have to do is call 703-723-4178. We're going to be at Core Concepts Chiropractic in the Broadlands. You can go to drtomroselle.com this afternoon, drtomroselle.com. There will be a site to register, or call that number. And those of you who come, you're going to have the ability to participate in the brain span test, and we're going to do that at almost 50% reduced cost. $79 is usually $149. Having said that, Shirley, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Roselle and other doctors that is there. Yes, I was listening to your program on last Sunday night when you was with Dr. Lepp, and you all are still talking about the same thing. I have been diagnosed with osteo bone-on-bone arthritis, and they are wanting me to get, see, I really need to have the surgery. But I heard you all talking about maybe it could be preventive and taking something. And very quickly, I have a high blood pressure, the doctor say is called the bowel, and she wants me to go to the cardiologist and have this monitor put on me because it keeps going up and down. Sometimes when I take it before I leave home, it's okay. Okay, it's about 130, 119, or 120 or something. When I get to her, it's 160 or 190, which is very scary. And she wants me to do that. But, again, with the knees that are so sore till I feel like screaming every time I walk, I mean, day in, I live with this soreness.
Let me ask you a couple quick questions, Shirley, because we're going to be coming up for a break.
Yeah.
First question is, how much overweight are you?
Well, Dr. Roselle, I really could stand to lose starting at least 20 pounds.
Okay, so let me tell you something. That 20 pounds that you have that you're admitting to that is too much, times that by four. So you have 80 pounds that are sitting on your knees that don't need to be there. Okay, so that's number one. And that goes for all of us across the board. So whatever you have around your belly is going to be manifested by times four on directly on your knees, and they're going to cause neurodegenerative problems. Then you have to look at all the triggering mechanisms, the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast foods, the fry foods, the alcohol, the glutens, the additives, the GMO foods, all the junk that we are exposed to. Those are the things that will even increase that problematic situation. I can't tell you whether or not you can, you know, stop the surgery. What I can tell you is that a good evaluation will make a determination of whether that can be, you can forestall this, because once you cut, you cut. There's no going back. It's done. And they have to make sure that those knees are in absolute perfect place, you know, before, you know, you're going to be out of pain. Otherwise, it's going to cause other pain in your body as well. Why don't you give me, you know, go to RoselleCare.com, send me a note, I'll get back to you, I'll tell you what your chances are, and, you know, but start out with an examination. We're coming up to break, don't go away, we'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody, Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live in studio, 888-630-9625, that's how you find us here every Sunday at high noon. Now, the Redskins season's gone and passed, and we don't have to worry about it till next year. But nevertheless, that's how you find us. And when I'm not here, if you'd like to get a hold of me, go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. My guest in studio and my co-host presenter this Thursday evening, 7 p.m.-ish at the Broadlands out by the Ashburn-Leesburg area. Those of you who've always wanted to come and hear what we have to say and meet us and say hello and find out all kinds of good things, well, here's an opportunity. We're going to do three keys as it relates to pain and inflammatory pathways and concussion and dementia and all those things that have to do with the neurological system and how you can measure them. What we're going to be doing, those of you who do take the time to come out that have never been a patient of the Roselle Center before and are in that area, we're going to give you the opportunity to participate and have the brain span kit test kit and test done. It's an interactive test. It measures inflammatory pathways. It's one that also has a cognitive piece to it. This test is normally $149. And if you take the time to come out, we want to say thank you for being there by giving you the opportunity to take this test. But I promise you, Thursday evening, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do some demonstrations. I'm going to show you where your pain pattern is. Dr. Poe and I will be lecturing side by side, and it's going to be a fun night. It's really going to be a good, good time. So join us, please. But you need to register, and how you do that is simply this. Call 703-723-4178. That's 703-723-4178. Or this afternoon, within the next couple hours, you can go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle.com. And you can check out the website while you're there, but also you can register for this program. It'll be fun. We're going to have a good time, and you know, you'll have an opportunity to see how you can get rid of pain that you've been playing with for a long, long period of time. And by the way, when inflammatory levels go through the ceiling, you also lose cognitive function and cognitive ability. So if you've noticed that, you know, you're not remembering things the way you should, or you got hit in the head, particularly out in your area, Dr. Poe, there's a lot of activity. There's mm-hmm. lacrosse players, and there's soccer players, and there's football players. The NFL is out there. You know, all of our Redskins are there at their training camp. And, you know, we see a lot of these guys. We see a lot of brain injury. But the important piece is that we're going to show you how to get out of the weeds. We're going to show you how to mitigate this pain pattern.
What do you do right away? What do you do post-concussion right away?
That's right. Yeah, and if you don't do it right away, you got a long-term problem.
Right.
That's just going to come up and bite you. You know, a lot of the boxers that we see who, you know, can't, they look like they've lost their capacity to mentate, or they come down with Parkinson's, you know.
Dementia, Parkinson's.
Sure, Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. you know. The guy took, you know, when he got out of boxing, then went back 2 years later, and he took a lot of headshots that he never took before. Those things can trigger, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, the guy at one point in his life, his diet wasn't as good as it should be.
And it doesn't have to be major trauma. I mean, you're bruising the brain. I mean, how easy is it for some people to just get a bruise on their arm? You know, a little bruise on the brain doesn't necessarily go away.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It doesn't take a lot.
You know, if you're suffering from neuropathic pain or diabetes or anything of that nature, you shouldn't be taking Lyrica. It can make things much worse. There's ways of turning it around, but you have to know how. And this is an opportunity, really, to ask any question that you'd like to. We'll go over it, you know, very, very much in detail and let you know. By the way, did I ever tell you that I met multiple times Muhammad Ali when I was an intern?
No.
In those days, he was Cassius Clay. That's how old I am, right? And I went, you know, to school out in Chicago, and he would come into the Chicago clinic, and he and his entourage, and the guy was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. So that's another story I'll tell you some night over the dinner table. This Thursday evening, come out and join us. We're going to have some fun. We're going to tell stories like we just did. No, not really. But we're going to get into why you have the problems that you have, but more importantly, how we're going to fix them. Dr. Leonard Poe and I will be co-hosting that event. Go online at drtomroselle.com or go to, you know, just call 703-723-4178. Coming up at the end, we'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.